Welcome to Sabor Latino AM 540. My name is Tina Almergreen and I'm backstage with Locos Por Juana and a member of the group Itaui. Hola.
¿Cómo están? How are you? Everybody's doing? I'm really happy to be here and sharing the energy with everybody.
It's been a great performance. We're at the half point of the show and people are screaming already for more. We have Isa Moya. Hola.
Isa Moya. Hola, Sabor Latino. Viva la raza, aquí estamos en el concierto. Esto, venimos aquí a hacerles unas pequeñas preguntitas a Itaui.
Itaui.
¿De dónde sale ese nombre?
Ese nombre es Inca, no Inca, es Chicha, es una tribu de Colombia. Y entonces el nombre significa el poder hablar con animales. Entonces mi madre es muy hippie, mi madre es una mujer hippie, entonces me puso ese nombre.
Y heredaste todo lo de corazón.
Sí, me fascina.
Llega adentro de tu mamá, ¿verdad?
Sí, sí, mi madre, todo lo de ella y mi padre que es músico. Entonces los dos fueron un complemento muy grande para...
Nos corre por la vena, ¿verdad?
Por la vena, sí.
Mi mamá también es músico y nos corre por la vena. Loco por Juana, ¿por qué ese nombre?
Loco por Juana es... locos es... O sea, la palabra locos abarca muchos términos, que es lo que pues una locura terminal, ¿no? O una locura por algo.
Y
Juana, un sentimiento. Entonces Juana para nosotros es la mujer en todo el sentido de la palabra, ¿no? Es life, es music, es everything. Juana is our inspiration, is like our imagined girl that we have in our souls, which we compose. And at the same time, Juana is our mother, our wives, our daughters, whatever, you know, so...
Y en parte la morenita de pelo largo, lacio, con cuerpito de guitarra,
también,
que te produce esa sensación, que te hace subir
esa sensación,
los pelos.
Esa sensación, picante. Sí, no, Juana es
el espíritu.
Juana, for me, the biggest inspiration that I have in life is woman, you know.
Okay.
And I don't have, like, you know, I'm married, I'm in love with my wife, I love my
wife.
Casado,
sí. Estás profundamente enamorado.
Estoy casado, tengo mi esposa y no es nada que ver, no tiene que ver nada que ver con eso, sino que es una inspiración. Del hecho nada más de saber de que tú viniste de una mujer, no es algo muy importante y tiene que tener un hecho.
Bendición, mami.
If you come from a woman, you know, if you come from a woman, it means something, you know, it's really important for us. Because if it wasn't like that, we would come from another guy.
Exactly.
But we come from a woman, so it has to be. There has to be a deep meaning about that. Tiene que haber una pregunta, una cosa muy grande. Es Juana, para nosotros es la mujer latina, la mujer americana, la mujer europea, la mujer china, la mujer japonesa. Todo esto que abarca la mujer, que es una mujer sentimental, trabajadora y libre, ¿cómo es?
What inspired the group? Was there a specific musician or another group that really stemmed your...
We got inspired by a lot of people. We got inspired by many artists out there. And I was growing into a cumbia family, which is like everybody... I've been hearing cumbia since I was born, you know? So cumbia for me is like one of the things that I love the most. And cumbia, we have to know that if you know like a little about music appreciation, cumbia comes from the cumbe, you know. Cumbe is a rhythm from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And from the cumbe you get the reggae too. So it's like the same similar stuff.
Yeah.
So all this stuff comes from, you know, from a main root that we all have as Latin. We all have the black inside, we all have the Indian. So we mix from these two amazing races that they share and they suffer so much too, you know, the black race and the Indian race. So us Puerto Ricans, Colombians, you know, everybody from South America, we all have that mix. We have that, you know. And plus, it's bigger now that in South America you got a lot of Japanese, Chinese. So now it's a whole multicultural sound. So for us, the inspiration is a lot of people. I'm inspired by Bob Marley. I found out probably 5-6 years ago that I was born the same day.
Oh, wow.
So
really?
it's something that it always, you know, have a connection.
Wow.
So it's beautiful for me knowing that I was born, like, you know, it has to be a connection in between the music and all these things, you know. So I was born on the 6th of February of 1979 myself.
Well, when we were talking back there, when, you know, before all the events, you were saying something that really captured my attention.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that this is like a a feeling that you have, you know, musicians have to play with a feeling. You can learn, we were talking about the piano, right?
Yes.
Estábamos hablando del piano.
El piano, sí.
Y tú me estabas diciendo, you were telling me that it doesn't matter if you know how to read music. No me importa si sabes leer música. Lo importante es sentirlo. The important part is to feel it.
Yeah,
to live it.
Bueno, I'll tell you something that much right now. I'm 26 years old. I don't know nothing how to read music, not whatsoever. I'm not interested in learning how to read music.
Everything is ear.
Ear? Yeah. And I have a Grammy nomination. I won a BBC award.
Mm.
So my career is this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so incredible knowing that when you win an award like the Grammys, you automatically can teach music.
Yeah,
that's true. I have a certificate in my house that I can teach music.
That's something
so,
else.
So look, so what explains
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Is it really, we have to learn stuff that we ourselves invented to try to keep a track of something.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot keep track of this. Music is something that it was born from God.
There you go.
You know? It was born from Him. There's a whole difference between when you start searching about the whole entire humanity and knowing about Lucifer too, that he was one of the fathers of music.
Yeah.
When he had that name, you know. Not when he's Satan, you know. When he had the name Lucifer, he was one of the guys that helped God to create this music. So we have to know that we have both all these things, all these forces, such as probably a negative force and a beautiful force. But you have to know how to channel this force, because there's people out there that do music for the devil all the time. And they hot. And they win Grammys too. They sell thousands of copies. Because the things that when you give that soul to the devil, you get stuff too.
Sí.
But you get stuff here.
You get stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For me, it's not... I'm in love with God. That's one of the things too.
Estamos enchulados de Papá Dios.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, I'm in love with God because... Another type of God, I'll tell you something, I'll be really straight with you guys. My music is an inspiration of everybody, of all the people that I see. Even if I see 10 people, 5 people, I learn so much when I come and share with 2 people, 3 people, and I talk about my experiences and what I do with this music and where I'm trying to take it out. And for me, it's really important because I'm trying to do something too. They're trying to sing in my language. So the people, the American people can listen and can feel it too without knowing what I'm saying. But you know what? They know what I'm saying. Because they feel the music.
I'm a perfect example.
Mm-hmm. You're the perfect example.
La gringa.
So look, la gringa.
For me,
this is the biggest challenge. Look, today's for me is the level. Because yesterday I had a big show that it was crazy. And it was really intense because there was no Latins there.
Wow.
We play for the NACA conference, which is like the whole college thing, and it's like everybody in that specific space, you know. And for us, it's really important porque en verdad es un público diferente y para nosotros es un challenge.
¿Cuánto tiempo llevan juntos el grupo?
La banda lleva 6 años.
6 años.
6 años ya.
Oye, ¿y cómo fue que se encontraron? Porque hay de Cuba.
Sí, no, hay boricua,
colombiano,
venezolano y argentino.
Wow.
Y es una vaina que nació de lo que nosotros, de una forma multicultural, ¿no? Porque mira, Miami is a little New York.
Uh-huh.
It turns recently, like 5 years, it turns to be one of a little New York. In a way, a little New York, I say, not in a way that the city maintains like New York, but the city has that multicultural thing. When we know that New York, bueno, when we know that this country was made by immigrants, you know,
absolutely.
Even you are gringuita, but you come from
immigrants.
Exactly. So that's how the beautiful thing about this country, and beautiful and sad too at the same time, because there's a lot of Americans that they still got that rejection for us, which is something that I never criticize. You know, it's something that. It takes time, you know. It's gonna take time. I think the new generation, all those kids, you see, all those new kids that are having, and they're watching Dora the Explorer.
Delicioso! I hate that.
So you have all these little American kids saying, delicioso, and all these things,
know,
you know.
I know.
You know, they get freaked out. How my kid is speaking Spanish? Well, you know what? Your kid speaks Spanish a long time ago.
Yes.
You just need never notice when he was speaking Spanish.
Yes.
So if you think about that, in 20 years everybody's going to speak Spanish in the U.S.
Absolutely.
So it's not that we're trying to say, oh, let's make U.S. a Latin country. No,
exactly.
Not whatsoever. U.S. has to maintain the way it is, a multicultural country.
Yes.
It's a country for everybody. The people that came here to this land, they make it for everybody. Entonces, así es que tenemos que mantenerla, making it like it's ours, maintaining like that. Not saying, man, you don't have papers, you don't have this, and you cannot be here.
Somos adoptados, pero sí. También.
Porque yo te digo, and recently, 15 days ago, I just got my residence. You know, I was an immigrant all this time. I was an immigrant receiving a Grammy nomination.
Wow.
With no papers. Yeah. But let me tell you something, a story that happened to us. I got stopped by immigration in the border of Arizona. And I didn't have no ID with me. I didn't have nothing. Porque I left it in Miami. I left my little ID. And I just went. But I just have so much faith in God that I know nothing's going to happen. You know, and then we got a message to take, and we got something to play. And the message is not only by words, it's by music. Because when you dance, you're letting your soul free. When you dance, you're killing your tiredness, your stress, your sadness. So that's more important than anything. When you kill your sadness, it's the most important thing that you can do in the moment.
Tú compones, ¿verdad? You write your own songs.
I write all the songs, most of the songs.
¿Cuál es la your most favorite, tu favorita?
Recently, the one that I love the most is a reggae that I composed named Babylon, que I played it.
De esa te quería hablar. Qué bello, qué bello.
That song is really, it touched myself in the heart because
nos toca a nosotros también.
Porque that song is telling you where we live. You know, open your eyes. Now you want to read about the Bible and you're reading all this stuff and reading about the Babylon, but this is Babylon. We live on it. We play in Amazonic space. It's scary right here, but then it's not scary at all because it's your vibe who defends anything. So when you go to places like this, you can feel a vibe, you know, a strong vibe because you never know what happened here in this building many years ago. And that energy gets trapped because you know what, at the end, this is all wood. Everything gets trapped there. Everything that is in the surface, it gets trapped. So what we're trying to do is make it, put the music in front so it gives a shot of that. And Babylon is una canción que it talks about you and me and telling you, you know, let's just open our eyes a little bit and let's just enjoy this because the fall is coming. You know?
Mm-hmm. Todo es pasajero. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I could talk to you for hours.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But our show is only 1 hour. So. Thank you. We've been
thank you so much.
It.
Muchas gracias a usted. Muchas
bendiciones y hasta adelante.
Muchas gracias por todo.
Bendiciones.